Hey, I'm Chris.
What's up? I'm Mars.
And you're listening to Surgery Shelf Prep.
All right, team. Today we're hitting a super high-yield topic you'll use on the shelf and on the wards. Common surgical anticoagulants and how to manage them around surgery. We'll keep it tight. Classic scenarios, how to monitor, when to hold, how to reverse, and the big caveats.
Let's start with unfractionated heparin. Classic stem, a 68-year-old ICU patient on an intravenous heparin infusion for a pulmonary embolism, suddenly needs an urgent laparotomy for bowel ischemia. The activated partial thromboplastin time, the PTT, is 82 seconds. What do you do before surgery?
First, monitoring. We track unfractionated heparin with PTT, usually targeting about 1.5 to 2.5 times normal, depending on the indication. Intra-op for cardiac cases, we switch to the activated clotting time, the ACT.
Safety check with unfractionated heparin. Always follow platelets to catch heparin-induced thrombocytopenia. Think a platelet drop of more than 50% from baseline around days 5 to 10.
Mechanism in one line, unfractionated heparin binds antithrombin 3 and shuts down thrombin, which is factor 2A, and factor 10A plus a few others. Onset is fast and it wears off fast with a half-life around 60 to 90 minutes.
Peri-op plan. Elective case, stop unfractionated heparin 4 to 6 hours before the incision. Emergency, give protamine sulfate. Rough dose, 1 milligram protamine per 100 units of unfractionated heparin given in the last 2 to 3 hours, usually capped around 50 milligrams.
Caveats. If heparin-induced thrombocytopenia is suspected, stop all heparin, even line flushes, and switch to a direct thrombin inhibitor like argatroban or bivalirudin. Unfractionated heparin is handy in renal failure because it's short-acting and reversible, and neuraxial anesthesia while therapeutic on unfractionated heparin is a spinal hematoma risk. Follow timing rules.
Next up, low molecular weight heparin, like enoxaparin. Classic stem, a 74-year-old on therapeutic enoxaparin, 1 milligram per kilogram twice daily, is heading to the operating room for an open reduction internal fixation of a hip fracture. What's the timing and the reversal?
Monitoring isn't routine, but an anti-factor 10A level can help in pregnancy, obesity, or renal dysfunction. Mechanism difference. Low molecular weight heparin still boosts antithrombin 3, but preferentially inhibits factor 10A more than thrombin. Duration is longer, about 4 to 6 hours for anticoag effect with a longer biologic tail.
Peri-op timing. Therapeutic dosing, hold at least 24 hours pre-op. Prophylactic dosing, 12 hours is usually enough. Reversal is partial. Protamine only neutralizes about 60%.
Adjust or avoid low molecular weight heparin in severe renal failure, typically creatinine clearance under 30 milliliters per minute. Heparin-induced thrombocytopenia risk is lower than with unfractionated heparin, but not zero. And the same neuraxial warning, no therapeutic low molecular weight heparin near epidurals without the proper timing. Respect that 24-hour hold.
Now the oral classic, warfarin, the vitamin K antagonist. Picture this, a 72-year-old with a mechanical aortic valve on warfarin, INR 3.0, scheduled for an elective hernia repair. What's the move?
We monitor with the INR. Common targets are 2.0 to 3.0 for atrial fibrillation and 2.5 to 3.5 for many mechanical valves. Mechanism, warfarin blocks vitamin K epoxide reductase, so factors 2, 7, 9, and 10, and proteins C and S don't get activated.
Plan, stop warfarin 5 days before surgery and check INR the day before. Aim for under about 1.5 to 1.8 for most cases. Who needs bridging with heparin or low molecular weight heparin? Only the high-risk folks. Mechanical mitral valve, very recent venous thromboembolism, or very high stroke risk.
After surgery, restart warfarin 12 to 24 hours later if hemostasis is secure. Urgent reversal, give 4-factor prothrombin complex concentrate plus intravenous vitamin K. If prothrombin complex concentrate isn't available, fresh frozen plasma is slower and higher volume but acceptable.
Watch for the rare warfarin skin necrosis early in therapy, especially in protein C or protein S deficiency. Many drug and food interactions via CYP2C9, and it's teratogenic, so avoid in pregnancy.
On to the direct oral anticoagulants. First, the factor 10A inhibitors, apixaban, rivaroxaban, and edoxaban. Classic stem, a 78-year-old on apixaban for atrial fibrillation needs urgent hip fixation. Creatinine clearance is 40. How long to hold and what reverses it?
routine prothrombin and PTT aren't reliable. If you need it, a drug-specific anti-factor 10A level may be available. Mechanism: these directly inhibit factor 10A, so prothrombin isn't converted to thrombin.
Hold times: for low bleeding risk procedures, hold about 24 hours. For high-risk surgeries or neuraxial anesthesia, hold 48 to 72 hours. If the creatinine clearance is under 30, extend the hold even longer.
Urgent reversal for these factor 10A inhibitors is endexinate alpha, when available. Otherwise, 4-factor prothrombin complex concentrate can be used off-label. Restart 24 to 72 hours post-op based on bleeding risk.
Caveats: interactions via P-glycoprotein and CYP3A4. Avoid neuraxial procedures within about 72 hours of the last dose. Not recommended in pregnancy or for mechanical heart valves.
Different direct oral anticoagulant mechanism: dabigatran, a direct thrombin inhibitor. Scenario: a 70-year-old on dabigatran with creatinine clearance 25 needs a colectomy. How long to hold and how to reverse?
Prothrombin time and PTT won't help much. Thrombin time is very sensitive. Diluted thrombin time or Eckering clotting time, when available, are more specific. Dabigatran directly inhibits thrombin and is primarily renally excreted, so timing is kidney dependent.
Hold 2 to 3 days if creatinine clearance is 50 or higher. Hold 3 to 5 or more days if under 50, so our patient at 25 needs the longer hold. Specific reversal is edarasuzumab, also called Praxband. In severe renal failure with a big drug load, dialysis can remove dabigatran.
Same neuraxial caution here: high spinal hematoma risk if you don't respect the timing. Dabigatran's absorption is acid-dependent, and it interacts with P-glycoprotein inhibitors and inducers.
Time for antiplatelets. Aspirin. Scenario: a 65-year-old with a coronary stent is on daily aspirin and scheduled for elective inguinal hernia repair. Do you continue or stop?
There's no routine lab to monitor. Mechanism: aspirin irreversibly inhibits cyclooxygenase 1, blocking thromboxane A2, and that effect lasts the platelet's lifespan, about 7 to 10 days.
Periop pearl: generally continue aspirin for most surgeries, especially cardiac, vascular, carotid, and many orthopedic procedures. Hold 5 to 7 days only for closed space or very high bleeding risk operations like intracranial or posterior eye surgery. And stopping aspirin in a stent patient increases the risk of stent thrombosis or myocardial infarction. Also consider gastrointestinal bleeding and aspirin-exacerbated respiratory disease.
Now, P2Y12 inhibitors: clopidogrel, prostagrel, and ticagrelor. Scenario: a 62-year-old had a drug-eluting stent 4 months ago and is on dual antiplatelet therapy with aspirin and clopidogrel. He needs colon cancer surgery. What's the plan?
Mechanism: these block the platelet P2Y12 receptor for adenosine diphosphate. Clopidogrel and prostagrel bind irreversibly. Ticagrelor is reversible. After percutaneous coronary intervention, a bare metal stent usually needs 30 days before an elective surgery. A drug-eluting stent ideally needs at least 6 months, though some lower-risk cases may be considered at 3 months.
If surgery cannot wait, continue aspirin. Hold clopidogrel for 5 days, prostagrel for 7 days, ticagrelor for 3 to 5 days, and restart as soon as safe after surgery. Rare clopidogrel complication to remember: thrombotic thrombocytopenic purpura.
Quick run-through of the big reversal agents. Protamine reverses unfractionated heparin. Remember, protamine only partially reverses low molecular weight heparin.
Protamine side effects include hypotension, bradycardia, and anaphylactoid reactions if pushed too fast, higher risk with fish allergy, prior MPH insulin exposure, or prior vasectomy.
4-factor prothrombin complex concentrate rapidly reverses warfarin. Pair it with intravenous vitamin K for durability. If prothrombin complex concentrate isn't available, fresh frozen plasma is slower and higher volume, but acceptable.
And dexinate alpha specifically reverses factor 10A inhibitors like apixaban and rivaroxaban.
Edarasuzumab reverses dabigatran. In severe renal failure with a large dabigatran load, consider repeat dosing or dialysis.
Solid work.
Let's lock it in with 5 high-yield facts. 1. Unfractionated heparin is monitored by PTT, reversed with protamine, and has a 60 to 90-minute half-life. Great when you need quick off-and-on control, including in renal failure.
2. Low molecular weight heparin hits factor 10A harder than thrombin, needs a 24-hour hold for therapeutic dosing, and protamine only partially reverses it.
3. Warfarin blocks vitamin K-dependent factors 2, 7, 9, and 10. Monitor with INR, and urgent reversal is 4-factor prothrombin complex concentrate plus intravenous vitamin K.
4. Factor Xa inhibitor direct oral anticoagulants aren't routinely monitored, hold about 24 hours for low-risk cases and 48 to 72 hours for high-risk or neuraxial cases, reverse with andexanet alpha or off-label prothrombin complex concentrate.
5. Aspirin irreversibly blocks cyclooxygenase 1 for 7 to 10 days, usually continue it, and stopping it in stent patients can trigger stent thrombosis or myocardial infarction.
All right, team, no bogus answers today. Keep studying.
We will see you next time here on Surgery Shelf Prep.